We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KATE.
Have you ever listened to a progressive liberal and thought, the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I can say this. History will record the faces of the public health expertise as some of the most sinful, egregious, epic failures in the history of public policy. They have killed people with their lack of understanding and their lack of caring about not just the impact of cases of COVID-19, a virus that the overwhelming majority of people do well in, notwithstanding, of course, we're not underestimating 200,000 Americans who died. That's tragic. But these people have been a gross failure because they never cared to consider the impact of the policy itself. And the policy itself has been a complete epic failure. And honestly, some people say a crime against humanity.
Dr. Scott Atlas, Crime Against Humanity, the Public Health Department, the CDC. History will show the evil. History will show the egregious. History will show. Now, those are really strong words coming from Dr. Scott Atlas, who was appointed at the White House as the White House chief guy on coronavirus task force, the job Fauci used to have but was fired from a long time ago. Now, just one point I would like to make on that, because we said early on when Trump was talking vaccine and he was saying, get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, we're, and people were thinking, had he sold out on that? And our thoughts were at the time, no, he's playing a game. He's playing their game. He's calling their bluff, because the more he says, get out there with that vaccine, he knew people would not take it because it was so rushed. I know he knew this, because Dr. Atlas, who's calling out the CDC, you know, within this last week, as this egregious, as a crime against humanity. Think about this. They're the ones pushing this vaccine from the beginning, right? Now, Scott Atlas is very close to the president, and Scott Atlas, I think, is one of his mouthpieces, because, you know, I think that he had to call its bluff by saying, oh, you want this? You've talked people into this. You've scared them to death. Okay, we're going to rush this thing. And I do find it kind of compelling that, you know, Scott Atlas is out there condemning the very group that are promoting the vaccine. And now all of a sudden there's the backing off by the left, the I can't wait till we get a vaccine. No, we'll wait on that. We'll just keep masks around for a long time and control until that comes out. And they're pretending like they care about if it's safe or not. There's something very fishy, weird going on right now. And so I just wanted to throw that out there, because when Scott Atlas, who's actually close to the president, comes out and calls the CDC, you know, the sin against humanity, then I think you need to take that into account when Trump is pushing the vaccine. Is he really pushing it, or is he just making sure you don't want to take it by pushing it out so quickly? Just my thought. What do you think?
I think that it's not even going to get that far.
Yeah.
I think right after the election, what they're going to announce is that the Regeneron therapy, polyclonal antibody therapy, is all that's going to be needed.
Yeah. So we have a couple of things going on. Number one, a report came out of Canada. We need to talk about that. this report is scary. It's a scary report. Where Canada is, where Canada wants to go, and where Canada wants to go, sometimes we travel as well. The digital passport trials are underway. To what? Aid the reopening of borders.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And it makes me sick. I'm only laughing because we knew this was coming and we kept telling people and people thought, no, that's a conspiracy. It's a new digital health passport. It's being piloted by a small number of passengers flying from the UK to the US for the first time next week. And the plans for this global framework for COVID-safe air travel. Go ahead.
I don't think that's possible.
In the U.S.?
No, at all. I mean the COVID-safe air travel part. They're talking about an enclosed cylinder packed with several hundred people. Mm-hmm. I believe most of them breathing.
No, you have to walk on the plank down. You have to walk 6 feet apart, but then they sit you together.
Yeah. There's no distancing.
Yeah.
The masks don't work, so you're in this enclosed atmosphere, and yet they're not coming off the plane all infected.
Isn't that crazy? And you know why? I give credit to the Nazi Gestapo style of the floating waitresses in the air. They have taken it upon themselves to be the new law enforcement arm of America and tell you that you're not wearing your mask properly enough. Ask Chris Ann Hall and her intern. Mm-hmm. But on the heels of that, I just wanted to say that whatever articles come out saying that the mask is working on airlines, what they're really talking about, what the articles really are mentioning the whole time, is that they have a filtration system on the airline. It has nothing to do with masks not being or being or whatever the case may be with a mask. It's all about the air circulation is what the article ends up being. So just some truth.
But we did a story on two other different name brand passes, health passes. Was it before COVID started or right at the beginning of it?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they were really pushing that at that time. Mm-hmm. And now here comes a third one.
Mm-hmm.
The one they're talking about here that they're actually going to put to use is a third one that we hadn't even talked about before.
Right.
So they're going to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
When I see the real problem start is when they try to make it a requirement to travel within the United States for Americans.
Mm.
That will be a big problem.
Yeah, that'll be a big problem. This is called the Common Pass System, backed by the World Economic Forum, and it was designed to create this common international standard, says The Guardian, for passengers to demonstrate that they do not have coronavirus. See, vetted for corona. Now, keep in mind when I say that, all of us have virus in our system. It's just which cells you want to amplify or not. Okay. So are we going to get to a point where we're not flying at all and not going to other countries at all? I can actually see that. As sad as that says, as I'm saying that, the words are coming out of my mouth. Yeah, I actually do think that there'll be a point where we're just not. Really traveling a whole lot. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm trying to get there. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Oh, by the way, the Commons Project, the Common Pass Project, that was startup money by the Rockefeller Foundation 2 years ago.
Well, if you really want to see what's behind all this, go look up the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're an international organization for public-private cooperation.
Oh, yeah.
That kills you right there.
Right. And also, what did I just say a second ago? They gave this money for this past 2 years ago.
Before COVID.
How did they know 2 years ago that they would need this in the case of an epidemic? Well, Bill Gates and Fauci were out there saying we were going to have a pandemic. That's why. Event 21, right? Event, what was it? Event 201.
Yeah.
They were planning this. They knew this. This is common knowledge.
And they've been working on it for a long time. And they chose the COVID virus from the SARS-CoV-1.
Yeah. Yeah. So this money was given. This pass was created just for the right timing. And the trial will apply for passengers flying from Heathrow to Newark on United Airlines. Isn't it interesting? United, the same United Airlines that we are always talking about in a lot of shows. regarding events of the past. So I just wanted to remind people. Just remind them. Anyway.
They don't have to use the passport on the way back?
No. apparently, yes. And the test is generally used in the UK. It's not a test of infectiousness, they say, as it does not even distinguish between those that have it and are infectious and those that no longer have infections. There have been many false results as a consequence.
Yeah.
There's also suspicion that such, of course, there has been. And there's also suspicion that these schemes could provide a way of greater monitoring of people's movements and health statuses. Oh,
duh.
We got that right. Thanks, Guardian, Captain Obvious. Yeah, it's bad. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Regarding the study that was recently published about the air quality on airplanes. I know that the language on that was that some airplanes, and they only used two different models for that evaluation, and it was the Boeing 757 and 767, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. And they're not all made the same. They don't all use the same filters, and they're not all maintained the same way. And, in fact, one thing that might be interesting to some listeners is that the smaller airplanes are not necessarily worse. For instance, the little jets that SkyWest flies into St. George here, those don't recirculate the air at all. It's fresh air in, and it all goes out the back, and it's continually being refreshed. But the next size up does recirculate, and whether or not those have what they call HEPA filters, I don't know. But anyway, you know, it's nice to know that at least two aircraft are having good success with filtration, but I wouldn't count on it being universal.
Yeah, it just has nothing to do with the masks.
Absolutely. Yeah. The point on that was quite valid. Mask is irrelevant. It's just a nuisance and a cause for conflict.
Right. They were just trying to make it about the mask, and that's what I thought was so funny about the article. You know?
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway, thank you. I love that. Interesting points are always welcome on the show. I really like that. I don't think most people realize that, actually. What he just said. But yeah, they were always trying to make it about the mask. They're always trying to make everything about the mask and how wonderful it is, when an N95 mask is really the mask you have to have to, if they're really going for this claim, then everybody had to be wearing an N95. The paper mask, the paper cloth doesn't do a thing. So it just makes people feel better. Like, I'll even quote Anthony Fauci. It just makes people feel better. Feelings are a big thing. They're a big thing right now, aren't they? We're looking at this digital health passport. If you don't think that this is going to go bigger than just from Heathrow to Newark, you're kidding yourself, because like the Rockefeller Foundation has stated, they put money into this 2 years ago for the planning of this. There's a lot of money in this. And they're just testing it out. They're testing the waters right now in articles to see, because the Guardian's kind of bought and sold too. So they're testing it out to see if there's an outcry. People still think in America that we're not going to get this stuff here. What do you have to say to that? Boy, I'll tell you. You need to get your head out of the sand. All the stuff we said is coming true on the show. I mean, the stuff that we just talked about for the last 10 months is coming. And
every bit of it.
Yep, every bit of it. And boy, we got yelled at. You should see some of the emails. I should share those at some point. Emails are... Anyway... telling me I was off my rocker. You know what, though? It's all coming in. So just, anyway, we'll be right back. I want to go over what Canada said is coming, because it's really that is real fear. That is real fear, not fake fear. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you, sir? And make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. The reason I talk about it a lot on the show is because it was the only product that I saw that had so much in it and so many wonderful things that your body needs. And so they were able, for the such the low cost that they give it for, it was just amazing to see what they could pack into it. And they have all of their chemical-free, wonderful fruits and vegetables that are dehydrated down and at their plant to make this product for you. And let me tell you, it is so natural and so good for you that I had to talk about them. I mean, we have to have a product. You have to be taking something. And if you're not, ask yourself why you're not. Because our nutrients in our food are just, they're minuscule. We're not getting the nutrients that we think we are. We're getting a lot of processed food. So make sure that you're doing something about your health. And I would recommend Balance of Nature wholeheartedly, hands down. Best product I've ever seen that packs everything into that product, because it comes with a fiber drink that's amazing. So get the product. I don't know what you're waiting for. You spend an awful lot of money going out and on fast food. What are you doing? Get Balance of Nature. Put in my name, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. And a wonderful sponsor of the show as well. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. K-A-T-E. That lets them know we sent you. And let me tell you, this is an amazing product. And I wouldn't talk about it on my show unless I thought so. So, and I do take it. Uncle Milty takes it. My husband takes it. We love it. Anyway, Balance of Nature.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really good. Balanceofnature.com. It really is. That's one piece of advice I'd give you. So, coming on back, let's talk about what Canada released, because this is really kind of scary. this is coming now. This is really tough to vet, but reading the 2010 Rockefeller report on the air, where they claim, you know, of course it did come from Rockefellers. It's very similar. So I would say not far out there. Let me just say. So this was coming from, this person said, from Liberal Party of Canada. And this is what they wanted to have happen. They wanted nothing will stop the planned outcomes that they already have planned. And this is Canada. Phase and secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas first and expanding outward, expected by November of this year. Rush the acquisition of or construction of isolation facilities. We've called those FEMA camps in the past.
Yeah.
isolation facilities across every province and territory, expected by December of this year. Now, when I say that, keep in mind, we did a story on Ohio on their college campuses building these big tented units, mm-hmm. and trying to pass a bill that they said would take people and put them in specific areas under quarantine, even if they didn't even have any symptoms. And these were located on college campuses because they already have the land, correct? So, very crazy. So, yeah, because we're already talking about it here. New daily cases, they say, of COVID will surge beyond the capacity of testing, including increases in COVID-related deaths following the same growth curves expected by the end of November. Complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first, and second rolling phase restrictions by January, early January, end of December.
Wow.
Yeah. Reform and expansion of the unemployment program to be transitioned into the universal basic income program.
Mm-hmm.
This coming 2021.
Well, yeah, nobody's going to have to work.
Well, you make more money sitting home. Why would you go? You're getting a steady stream of money and loans from the government. Why wouldn't you take them?
Well, the only reason I can think of is that when it all falls apart, you know, you're going to walk out of your house into a dead world.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it crazy? The projected mutation of COVID or co-infection with secondary virus, because Gates came out and said it's the secondary round, secondary vaccine, right? He's already talking about that, leading to a third wave of much higher mortality, they're saying.
Well, no, they're talking now about an actual second infection.
Yes.
Not a secondary.
No, that's what this says. Projected co-infection, secondary virus. Go ahead.
Secondary virus. Like they announced this last week that the first person in the United States has been infected a second time.
Jeez.
And it's a different strain of the virus, they say. But they don't tell you anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 1 out of 7 million, I don't know if that's a big deal.
Yeah. 1 out of 7 million.
Over 10 months.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Enhanced lockdown restrictions will be implemented. Full travel restrictions will be imposed, including inner city, inner province. So for them, I mean, that's interstate travel. For us, it's interstate. Sorry. For them, it's inner province and inner city. Transitioning of individuals into the universal basic income program. Projected supply chain breakdowns, inventory shortages. This is why we've been warning about that and getting things in your home. Making sure you have some food storage. Large economic instability. Deployment of military personnel in major metropolitan areas. See, this is Canada. Whereas all major roadways to establish travel checkpoints, restrict travel and movement. And along with that provided roadmap, the strategic planning committee of this Liberal Party was asked to design an effective way of transitioning Canadians to meet an unprecedented economic endeavor, one that would change the face of Canada and the lives of Canadians. Economic collapse, debt relief, property confiscation. They just come in and start taking property. This is actually the bigger problem of all of this. Is this is where it all leads to, is if you can take everyone's property away, you no longer have a United States, much less a Canada, but you don't have a United States anymore if that happens here.
Well, most people, their entire basis for their wealth is their property.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
That's the backbone of America,
right.
Is property ownership.
So if it got to the point where they could confiscate property...
Mm-hmm.
Then that's it. They own everything. Then.
I actually think the 2014, my own congressman even voted for this. The 2000, and he says he's a conservative. He's not. He's a liberal. But the 2014 bill that went through, where the Conservation Act, where the government goes in and says you can't pay your taxes, we'll take over ownership. You can keep your name on the property. In name only. We'll tell you what you can do with the property. We'll also put your name on it. But other than that, you're signing it over to us and the successor of the United States, whatever that means. Is that the UN? Is that China? Who knows? But yeah, that they started that in 2014, and they were going through the Beltway for that. They were going through mid-America to sell everybody on that idea because they couldn't afford their high taxes. Well, let me just tell you, that's been in effect for a long time. I actually think that was one of the precursors, you know, oh, hey, let's just try this out.
Yeah.
Get all the land under our belt.
You can stay there until you die, but it doesn't go to your family.
It doesn't go to your family, yeah. And in name only. And so it was kind of like this government wants to absorb all this property. How can they do it, but make it look like it's real nice and beneficial? So the federal government would offer to eliminate all personal debt, which all funding would be provided to Canada by the IMF. Under what will become known as the World Debt Reset Program, in exchange for acceptance of this total debt forgiveness, you know, think about it. They're going to come to you and say, we'll forgive all your debts here. You don't have to pay on them. The individual would forfeit ownership to any and all property and assets forever.
Well, yeah, but they're out of debt.
Oh, I think I just wanted to throw up. Okay. So the individual would have to agree to partake in the COVID and COVID-21 vaccination schedule, which would, if you're going to take this debt bailout, which would provide the individual with unrestricted travel and unrestricted living, even under a full lockdown. And committee members... who would become the owner of the forfeited property and assets in this scenario, and what would happen to lenders and financial institutions were simply told the debt reset program will handle all the details. You know, I still have all the screenshots of all the digital money portions of the first trillion, multi-trillion dollar COVID bill that they took out, but they wanted it to go through. And so much of it was introducing the new world digital currency. I still have the screenshots.
So. Well, it's good to know that the whole agenda will move forward no matter who agrees with it or not.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. And public safety risk. Oh, by the way, committee members asked who would become the owner of forfeited property and assets in that scenario. And and they just said the World Debt Reset Program. But several committee members were also questioned what would happen to individuals if they refused to participate, as I know you probably all would, or the health pass that we're talking about. Or the vaccination schedule. And the answer we got was very troubling. The answer was public safety risk. Essentially, they were told that it was our duty to make sure we came up with a plan to ensure that would never happen. Like, you would never be able to say no to this. We were told it was in the individual's best interest to participate, but never told what would happen to people. And so when several committee members pushed relentlessly to get an answer, they were told that those who refused would first live under the lockdown restrictions indefinitely. And then over a short period of time, as more Canadians transitioned into the debt forgiveness program, the ones who refused to participate would be deemed a public safety risk and would be relocated into isolation facilities.
Well, you have to be crazy not to go along.
Well, so. I know. I mean, it's the reason they got the FEMA camp. Now they just call them isolation facilities. And once in those facilities, they would be given two options: participate in the debt forgiveness program and be released, or stay indefinitely in the isolation facility under the classification of a serious public health risk and have all their assets seized.
I liked it better when they called them re-education. At least you had some hope of getting out.
Gosh. We have to laugh, you guys. We cry. This is how crazy it is. Here you go. I'm so blown away that when they mentioned this in this report, and I just barely told you, they just barely came out over the weekend with the digital health pass being experimented on. It's mentioned in this report. And the flight is from Heathrow to Newark. And so as impossible as this is to vet, everything that says this in this report, everything that's being said, we've come across these pieces that are being shown to America right now.
Yep.
So I would have to say the vetting is in the proof of the evidence of what we're being shown right now as Americans. Let me put it this way. Are you in a mask mandate at all? And even in Florida, where the governor said no more, he said, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. Guess what? Businesses clung to it. They still are making people wear it, even though the governor came out and said, stop. That's the state we're in right now. So scary. Isolation camp. Don't you love the word isolation camp? You're stuck there and they take all your stuff anyway, or you go along. It's just, it's horrifying. I'm horrified. I'm horrified for our kids. I'm horrified for our grandkids. I'm just horrified for us.
I'll bet they have good food.
They better. We're going to be there a long time. And can you even imagine? Can you even imagine the amount of people that would say, I'll just go along? Even those on principle that would still say, I'll just go along just to be near my loved ones. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. And the words of that are so prophetic. Turn your back on Mother Nature. What have we turned our back on this year? Our knowledge in the year 2020 that we have an immune system. That's what. Turn our back on Mother Nature. So, so very true. Back here with you, Kate Daly Show. Happy to be on the air telling the truth. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
You know, in light of these camps, and I'll share this with you that I was thinking of the other day, and it popped into my mind and it's never left. And I was thinking so hard about what was going on in the Antarctica. I've done a lot of research about it. because on the, do you guys remember Buzz Aldrin's tweet when he went down there? Because there seemed to be a lot of trips by people going down there. John Kerry went down there during the last election. Just all kinds of weird stuff going on. What was his tweet?
He actually tweeted it from Antarctica.
Yeah, he was on a visit down there.
Yep. Yeah. He said, "We are all in danger. It is evil itself."
Yeah. It is evil itself. We are all in danger. You know, I that has always been rolling around in the back of my brain since this happened. And then all of a sudden, he was put in the hospital, wasn't he? Right after this, he was brought back to the United States, and they erased it from Twitter. And then people had the screenshot, but they erased it and never heard about this again. Okay? And so I was reading Project Bluebeam that had a lot of ideas about how they were going to do things using their technology. The government was going to use a lot of technology to persuade us to think things were going on that were not going on. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
Well, a couple of days after he tweeted that, he became mysteriously ill.
Yeah, mysteriously ill. He was in the hospital.
And there was some kind of a pyramid in the picture behind him.
Yeah.
When he did this.
So I'll give you my theory, and I could be completely wrong, but I'll give it to you anyway, because this is what popped into my head and has never left. So I was reading Project Bluebeam, which is a really, some people will say it's out there because it's talking about the future and the technology that we have that's so far ahead of what we can fathom right now, but that they would use all of their technology to show things in the sky, to do things that, you know, are going to be very convincing and get us to do things. And they're pretty, when I read through the whole Canada report, they're pretty set on the fact that we're going to do what they want us to do, right, in the future. And for those that don't, they'd be going into these isolation camps. They want to call them isolation instead of FEMA. But I had this thought that these would actually be located in Antarctica. And the reason I say that is because in Project Bluebeam, it said that people would be brought to places that they would never be found again, ever. You couldn't find them if you wanted to. You couldn't go rescue anybody. You couldn't get them out. And they would be away from the public so much so that even in this time of technology, and we, you know, you can see Google Map, you can see all these things, Antarctica is barred from Google Map. And you couldn't even locate a camp, really. So maybe some of the superficial ones, maybe the ones where people first go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were declared somebody that was absolutely not going to work with their plan, that possibly maybe some of these camps are there. Let's put it this way. A treaty was made a long time ago with us and our adversaries, right? And these countries that we always are put in fear of for nuclear war and everything else. But for some reason, we all came along, hallelujah, kumbaya moment, and we all agreed that we would keep the Antarctica off limits from everybody and everything. And there's only certain people that get to be allowed down there. Cruise ships have a tough time. Nobody can get in to the Antarctica and to the heart of the Antarctica, except for a couple of people we sent on voyages back in the 40s and the 20s. And that's it, right? And they even described it as kind of a United States. They described it as a United looking United. It looked as beautiful as the United States, full of resources, everything else. But I just had that thought. Now, why I had that thought, I don't know. But I just find it kind of compelling. I hadn't thought about it in that way before.
It's too bad it's all buried under ice.
Oh, that's what they say. Anyway, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, not the reports that came back in the 40s. In the 40s and the 20s, they came back and said it was beautiful. There were parts that were absolutely beautiful and pristine and mm-hmm. looked a lot like the United States there. And these were admirals in the Navy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I hope 2020 is the year we, the people, say enough.
I
hope so. Haven't said enough in 160 years.
Yeah.
And I think it's high time.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Anyway, it was just a thought I had. I thought I'd share it with you. I could be totally wrong. So whenever I have just a theory I don't have much to back that up, I'll tell you. And that's one of those theories I have. But it has been a course of curiosity for me, because I'm troubled to think why that countries would have a pact to keep an entire land base out of the realm of the rest of the world. So if you don't question that, you should be. I mean, come on. Why in the world do they have that kind of authority to do that? How in the world can they do it? we should be thinking a little bit more about the resources being used there for what. I don't know. I just, there's something very strange going on in Antarctica, so just wanted to bring that up. But the this report from Canada talks a lot about the isolation camps. Mm-hmm. So, what do you guys think? Let me get your thoughts. 888-673-1450.
I've always wanted to go to Antarctica.
You've always wanted to see some different places? So I guess my question to you is, if this were all to happen, and I don't think it would happen as soon as they think. Let's just put that out there. It won't happen as quickly as they think. It never does. If you guys have noticed, it just never does. Predictions never, ever come about that quickly. People aren't moved that quickly with the cattle guards. They're just not moved that fast. And there's a lot of people over here that wouldn't believe anything like that would happen in America. So they have a lot of people to fight in order to do that. And so, you know, could it be down the road? Yeah, I absolutely think that's where they'd like to go with it, sure. But have you made up your mind on your feelings about it now? I mean, have you decided what you would do in that case? Here you stand the rest of your life as in an isolation camp, or sell your property and get the debt reset program with the vaccines. A life of isolation away from your loved ones does not sound very fun, does it?
No.
Doesn't sound like much of a life. And so you're going to see a lot of people cave. And
that's not going to be much of a life either.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yep.
Thank you for that. It's not much of a life either. What are we going to do? And so,
love the one you're with.
Right. And so I'm not trying to depress everybody, I promise. It's just, seriously. But how can we fight this? How do you fight a movement like that? How do you fight that? What can you do right now that could absolutely at least help to change what's going to happen or what they think is going to happen? They don't always get their way. So they would have wanted to do this 80 years ago. So, you know, what do you think, or have you thought in your mind what can happen? I do think a lot of underground, kind of under the veil cities, things, trading, all kinds of things could happen if that were the case. I do. I think that people would kick that in. Don't you? I mean, people are resilient. I think that there'll be a number of people that do. There's a number of people out there far greater than you think that see past the lunacy of what's going on with COVID. They see past the response.
I think there's a strong possibility that everything that's going on right now is trying to weed those people out.
Yeah.
Find out who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that they can get rid of them first.
Yeah. Now, see, I said I was depressing. You're depressing. That's what... I have to laugh, you guys. I would cry when I read half of this stuff. But the things that were located in that Canadian report have already started showing up. So you have to be aware that they're really wanting to go in some mm-hmm. of these directions. Now, at the state level, you could fight some of these camps because they would absolutely be against due process.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't get the due process to fight that you don't even have symptoms or anything like that. And the amount of false positive tests and things like that. So if that were the case, you know, we have to be able to fight this state by state.
I think I have a surefire way to stay out of trouble.
Yeah?
If strangers come knocking on your door uh-huh. asking weird questions, uh-huh. just answer them in their own language. Meh. Meh. And you'll be fine.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. It's far better advice than you think. Yeah, that's true. There's one way to tackle it. Thank you for that, Uncle Monty. Right. What can you do? First of all, don't get lulled into answering to any of the COVID cops. Second of all, we can fight the production of any kind of camp on property within our states by fighting that state level. Fight the governor's use of authority they don't have to lock down their states and make you think that a mandate's a law. There's one. It's not. It's not a law. Legislature has to pass that to be a law. And there's bad laws that pass through all the time. So something to know. And what can we do? See, we still have the capacity right now to still fight all of this. And that's why I think we try so hard to wake people up, is because if you can see the writing on the wall, you know that there'll come a time when you can't. So we have to do all that we can right now. And that means like all hands on deck.
Yeah. And you'll know that day is getting close when they knock on your door and say, we're here to collect your handguns and firearms.
Yeah. Jeez. So what can we do in that case and fight the red flag laws that give that ability legs that you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Fight those things that really harm our rights. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
Mike from Florida.
Hi there, Mike from Florida. How are you? Go right ahead. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thoughts?
Well, I think you're right on, and that is, we've got to, now I know I'm talking to two people that are on the air every day that are, in effect, you're recruiting, you're sharing the truth,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we at a local level, no matter where you are, we've got to recruit like-minded people,
right,
and let them know. I mean, give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got our group here in our county that started off as an anti-mask mandate, but mm-hmm, we're now just called Liberty Caucus.
Okay, mm-hmm, love
and
it.
So when I go in Walmart or wherever, we have our big stores here called Publix with
mm-hmm
an X at the end.
Okay.
Most of the time when I see someone and they don't have a mask on, I'll just go up to them. Not every time, but I mean, mm-hmm, I'll just go, I'm glad to see you're not wearing a mask. Of course, I'm not wearing one either.
Right.
And I'll say something to the effect, like, I'll say, you know, we've got our local, I say, are you local? Because we have a lot of tourists here.
Right.
And so say to them, I'll go, are you local? If they're local, mm-hmm, I'll go, you know, we've got a local group where you should look at it and join, because you're not alone. And
right,
that's what we've
yep
got to let people know, is that they're not alone.
Oh, amen, amen, brother.
That's a great thought. I really like you guys doing that. That is really great. Because you smile at each other, but you need to go farther than that.
Exactly. We can
yeah
smile. And that's,
right,
that's the thing, too. And I mean, I'm not saying that to go say, look at me or anything like that, but just that everyone that's listening, no matter where you are, and of course, I stream your show,
mm-hmm,
but anywhere you are, you're able to do this, okay, and you can start a group. I mean, when I just kind of fell into our group, I didn't know. I thought I was the only one that thought of this way,
yeah,
in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find these other like-minded people, and it was just incredibly not only refreshing, but it emboldens you.
It does.
And
power
you
in numbers.
That you're not alone.
I agree with that. I really agree with that. And it gives you that momentum. So I appreciate that. That's awesome. It's a great thought. And I hope people really take that to heart. Truly.
Right. So
yeah,
that's it. That's it. So anyway, I also wanted to say that I've got somebody that I know that's kind of on the front lines or whatever, and I'll just kind of leave it at that. But we're nowhere near a vaccine from what I
yeah
understand.
Yeah.
Mean, I know that's hearsay as
yeah
far
they,
as it goes. But
they want the carrot out there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
they want the carrot so they can keep up the control. Thank you for
yep
that. Really appreciate it. The carrot is the control. Thanks, Mike. The carrot is the control. They can keep that out there. And then they think that they're helping you to think it's more safe to take the vaccine the longer they go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lie. The whole thing is just such a lie.
Somebody said last week that they've admitted now that it could be until late 2021 before
oh, yeah
some people even
that
see a vaccine.
They would love that, because they make it sound like health doesn't matter. Only the vaccine can save you. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You guys believe that? Oh, my gosh. I got some land. I got some land in Utah oceanfront to sell you. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Uncle Milty, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Be back tomorrow. And, well, be faithful, be fearless. See you tomorrow.